This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's the hump day edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We will start previewing the Lions with a Detroit insider in studio at 7:20 during the commercial-free expressway. We'll chop it up after that. And power rankings at 8, you were giving a hand update in the commercial break.
Yeah, it didn't bruise too bad. It bruised a little.
What hurt more yesterday after the show, your hand or the tweets? As you and Choppy, people were worried that the family was breaking up.
I just went and found the evidence that I was supposed to go find, that I was told to go find. I went and found some of it.
Very out of context, because I clearly said, people say. And you know, as anybody who asks a question to a coach, they use the phrase, you know, people say. So.
Yeah, and I know how we use, you know, people say, which is, I'm saying. I know that's how we use it in interviews. Yeah. So that's the same way. But I think what I ended up doing is I think I burst a blood vessel. I think that's why it's as sensitive as it is, but it's not broken. And so, yeah, we lost G-Bag the day to Jerry. The one that was nominated was not me pounding the table. It was us yelling and crosstalking, me saying GD it. And so,
we lost. RJ won with sprained nuts.
Yeah, Jerry won with spring nuts.
Okay.
But yeah, Jerry's response of, you know, or at midnight, that was the one that won.
What about Jerry crapping on Broadus? Was that a nominee?
No, it was. Honestly, Lucius mentioned, he said, I got a few from them, and he played two. So I think he was stashing, because he typically likes to kind of stagger what he plays so he's not running out of stuff.
All right, let's get you ready for the start of the Mavs and Stars season. We'll start with the Mavericks. The other day, it was bad news. Dante Exum sustained a serious right wrist injury that could require surgery, according to The Athletic. Treatment options are being evaluated. Tough early season blow for the Mavs. And speaking of The Athletic, they lost their NBA insider. Shams replaces Woj at ESPN.
Shams, yeah. So he's the number one name. This is so ESPN. This is what ESPN does. They want to gobble up big names. They've always done that. And they'll pay him a bag of money to do it. I'm surprised that he was able to just leave. You know, like there was no contract.
Yeah.
It was just a freelance guy. There's no contract.
There was no contract.
Well, I mean, it just happened to end this week.
No, I mean, plenty of people who go work, like Jeff Saturday was going to have an out clause working for ESPN that he could go into coaching. I'm sure in the past few years, Shams' deal has been redone and he has the power
to
be able to go and do something else.
I wonder if it was specific to like ESPN? Like, can I take this job? Or was it like in
a Woj clause?
Yeah, I can replace Woj wherever he is at. That's his out clause.
And you felt bad for our guy, Brian Windhorst?
I feel really bad for Windy. Especially assuming he wanted the job in the first place. And I assume that he did, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
But sounds like a pretty big beating.
It does.
Sounds like a nightmare.
And he's got a nice light. You know, he lives in Nebraska. I didn't realize that. Windhorst.
He looks like a Nebraska guy.
He kind of does.
Corn fan.
Yeah, he kind of looks like he would do well in Lincoln.
Yeah.
So assuming he wanted the job, I feel terrible for him. I mean, you got to leave if you wanted the job.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he wanted the job. Like, could he still? I think of Windy as giving some good analysis and opinion. Woj never did that.
That's true.
Woj only talked about facts and information.
Other than the greatest prospect in the history of professional sports, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. If
Windy
really
will have more like of a game take, which I would not want to lose.
Right.
In that role, I don't know whether Woj was just bad at it. Like, I don't hear. Shams doesn't break down a game or tell you why something happened. No. Remember, Windy was the only one to have the stones to call out Luka for what he did in the finals last year. Woj would never have done that. Windy also does hour-long podcasts every single day with McMahon and others. I don't know if that's happening, but I see what you're saying.
That is a top, like the Windhorst, like McMahon hoop. To me, that's like a top five podcast out there in terms of like information and analysis. And
I'll listen to that over your boy Bill Simmons any day.
I love it. It's great. Now, did you see your boy Jeff Passan, what he tweeted? He tweeted baseball's better anyway. That's what he tweeted yesterday.
Oh, really? Because they were talking about Schefter and Passan taking over Woj's job.
Yeah. So the money rumor was that Woj was making $7 million a year and Passan was making $1 million.
Yeah.
So Jeff was looking at it from a money thing, really. I mean, you're seven times in your salary. And I don't know what Woj Windhorst is getting over there.
I was just going to say Woj makes enough money to have people cut down his branches for him.
Cynthia Marshall is retiring from the Mavs. Cynth. That she's known around here. She was, of course, brought in to clean up a lot of Maverick scandal. So now Cynthia Marshall is going to be stepping away from the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. And like you said, like she'd been there now 3 years beyond what the initial plan for her was. She was basically there to stabilize. She is 65 years old. It's time for, at 65 years old, a lot of people are like, okay, I've done my 9 to 5s, my 5 days a week. Let's just go do something else.
Will Derek Lively have to pay Luka $100,000 for the full court heave? Luka's sitting there warming up. Lively's like, you can't make this full court $100,000. Luka swishes it.
Which is, like, that's one of the most remarkable things. Like, we don't understand the level of skill that these guys have. Like, there are guys that just have a ball in their hands that live with it. Like, if you were to tell me, is it more likely that Luka would make that shot in that moment or not? It's obviously the answer is not
obviously,
more likely.
Yes, I would bet him $100,000 today he's not making it.
But like, you know, there's enough of a chance.
Yeah, to make you sweat.
To make you sweat. Steph Curry, same thing, right?
Caitlin Clark, same thing.
I've got to look. Yeah, Caitlin Clark, stop. I'm looking at this. I'm curious how much he made at Duke. Like how, because Derek Lively's had some money coming in for a little bit. So he had some NIL money at Duke. Last year, he made around $5 million. So he's scheduled to make another $5 million now. I don't know how much.
No way he has to pay it, right?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think Luka would make him. I would think that he would offer the everything we know about Lively. Yeah. I would think Lively would say, I said I would do it. Here's your $100. And Luka would just say, no, you're fine. But you got to pay for the next dinner or something.
Bobby, were you all up in your feels to see Bronny and LeBron on the court together for a preseason game?
No, it wasn't that.
You're softening like you thought I would with a daughter, and you're doing it over the James.
You are absolutely softening with a daughter, as we saw yesterday.
Yesterday was real evidence. Real evidence of it.
As we saw yesterday.
You know who's soft is the two crybabies listening. By the way, the Twitch, I'm happy to report for you. I had to make Bobby feel better after the show.
Feel better.
Yeah, you were steaming. I was like, it's just radio. Don't worry about it. Tolo Chris is like, oh, Twitch hates you, Sharif, and they're taking up for Bobby. They hate your guts. And then meanwhile, RJ says the Fantex hates Bobby. It's the dichotomy is very fascinating. It's very odd. How come one group of people like one and one group of people also dislike the same person? But Tolo Chris said after all the arguing, Twitch was taken up for you. But we had a couple people, oh my God, I couldn't take the argument. Yeah, you're soft. You're soft and you want your little patty cake radio. That's not happening around here. Brothers argue and fight. It ends when we walk out of the building. Well, it didn't end. When we walked out of the building between RJ and Bobby on Twitter. So that was yesterday's fallout as people were texting me. Were y'all really mad? Was Bobby really mad? I was like, yes, Bobby was really mad for a little bit.
Yeah, look, I'm still upset. It's been 10 days since I iced my back. And I'm still trying to recover from missing out on that concert loving. And well, so because of that, I'm a little uptight.
We found out the real reason. And we're waiting for the restock for you to meet someone on a street corner to fix that. But anyway.
There's a prescription, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. No, the Bronny LeBron thing, I like seeing the moments of LeBron just interacting with Bronny on the set or them talking. Like, that's a cool thing to me or whatever. But like when they're actually playing, I don't know how conscious I'm going to be of it until there's like a Bronny alley-oop or a LeBron alley-oop, and they finish that off.
When Bronny gets sent down.
Yeah, that, I mean, look, he's up here for a very specific reason, and it's because he's LeBron's kid. That's why he's with the Lakers right now.
Let's get you set for the start of the Dallas Stars season with some of the hype.
Yeah, so the Stars have a lot of hype about them, as they should. They are one of the best teams in the NHL. One ESPN writer who put together his prediction for the NHL season, Greg Wyshynski, his Stanley Cup champion. He told this to Jim Nill, the GM of the Stars. He said, I am picking the Dallas Stars to win the Cup. And Nill's like, Stars, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I really don't know the answer to that one. But for reference, he has picked Edmonton to win the last two Cups. Edmonton obviously made the Cup final last year before losing to Florida, almost having a tremendous comeback. But the Stars come in as the number three team in the ESPN power rankings. They are, without question, a championship or bust. That is the level of expectation that the Dallas Stars have on them this year. There is no team in DFW that has a higher ceiling and the highest level of expectation this year than the Stars do. Not a single.
More than the Mavs.
Not even close. It's not even close. The Mavericks,
Mavs is championship or bust.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Their season, I think, would be deemed a failure. I don't know if the expectation is there, but yeah. It will be. You just went to the West Finals. You added Klay Thompson.
Which is like a, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Don't you think if they don't, I mean, they have to make the West Finals. I'm not saying people get fired. But
Yeah, they got to make the West Finals. But like the Stars are like, the Mavericks are not
as good as the Stars.
As good as the Stars. Yeah. The Mavericks are not a favorite to win the championship. The Stars are.
Okay.
I'd still say there's equal expectations on both of them. Like it's both disappointing if they don't get to a certain point. I mean, Dallas has, they got into the West. The difference was the Stars got into the West Finals last year. Where their season ended, people were picking them to win. Like where the Mavericks season ended, everybody for the most part was picking.
But I think
Boston.
You got to boil it down to, like, the Stars are a better team within their sport than
right.
the Mavericks.
Yeah. The Mavericks, you can reasonably say, and, you know, if you look at...
The Mavericks' expectation is there because of what happened last year. The Stars' expectation is there because of definitely how good they are.
Yeah, and if you look at, like, you know, the expectations of, like, experts, GMs, everything, the Stars are right there. 1-2, running neck and neck with Edmonton, and the Mavericks are not. There's not.
Top five NHL teams bet over their projected point totals in Vegas. Ottawa, people are betting on more from. Montreal, the Utah Hockey Club, the Devils, and the Avalanche. Top five teams with the under bet. Columbus, Detroit, Calgary, Dallas, Edmonton. Top five teams bet to win the Cup. Edmonton, Rangers, Florida, Dallas, and the Devils.
I got the Devils.
You know, there's a lot of people picking a rematch of 2000 Devil Stars in the finals. Who, by the way, Marty Brodeur's kid was in net in a preseason game the other day. You want to feel old about that one,
man?
So that was that. But what was the Stars? Did it say the Stars win total? Did it have the number?
I don't have it right now.
Okay. Yeah, they're a tremendous team.
Let's throw this hockey writer under the bus. This piece of crap.
Oh my God, the guy with Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of the most tasteless things I've ever seen. Frank Saravalli is an NHL journalist. Now, remember, Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were hit by a drunk driver while they were riding their bikes the night before their sister's wedding. And Saravalli is a really, really well-known hockey writer. He released a piece making 32 predictions, one for each team. So he got to number 14, which is the Columbus Blue Jackets, what he did. He goes, I can't believe this passed through. Maybe he doesn't have an editor. 14, with a little help from Gaudreau, the Blue Jackets will win the draft lottery. It's only a consolation prize on a brutal year, but hope and help is on the way. Bananas that the Blue Jackets have never won the lottery.
With a little help.
It said, with a little help from Gaudreau. He would later change the line to, and this is way better, with a little help from Gaudreau in heaven.
Oh my God.
And
that's not them. That's not really better.
No. Like, hey, let me just emphasize. He's not here anymore. He's not in hell.
He's not in hell. He's in heaven.
That wasn't the controversy. Yeah. It wasn't like you didn't specify where he went for eternity. Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, I was just talking about it's going to be divine intervention that they get the draft lottery. Like, that's a lot of mental gymnastics to get to that point, man.
I keep refreshing, waiting to see him fired or disciplined. I have not seen it yet.
That's just brutal. That's something I was just reading. Did you see the, it just popped up here. Did you see how Ken Rosenthal is getting crushed for like veiled racism towards the Padres and other things like that for the line he wrote yesterday? He called Fernando Tatis a dancing peacock, and people are like, the hell are you even talking about?
All right, everything you need to know heading into your hump day. We'll chop it up at 7:40. The commercial-free expressway is next with our in-studio Detroit Lions preview. You're hearing them on The Fan. You're going to hear them with Sean and RJ right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that means we are commercial-free up until Power Rankings at 8 o'clock here on DFW Sports Station. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Pepe running things, Caitlin in the back, live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. In case you did not know, we are your home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys, where Sunday they will be having the rematch with the Detroit Lions. And joining us in studio is new addition to the station. You've been hearing him at nights. Jake Riepma.
What's happening, guys? Bright and early.
What's that last name? What we're trying to figure that out.
Okay, so if you have any, and I don't expect anyone to, but in Michigan, very large population of the Dutch, especially in West Michigan. Dutch. So dad's family, Dutch, West Michigan, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids.
Like Todd Gack.
Like who?
I know most figures with Michigan. I don't know.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was a little before my time.
You born and raised Michigan?
All the way. Yep. So a little background on me, and I've been talking about it quite a bit. Played a little college ball in Michigan at a school called Northwood University. So I was much better role player and knew I was better at talking about sports than playing.
And what sport?
Football. Yeah.
You play football?
Yeah. A little 4-2-5 action.
A 4-2-5?
No, our defense. Our defense. Yeah. No.
What?
I was like, you know you're white, right?
4-2-5?
No.
I was like, right. Jake, come on
no,
now.
No.
4-2-5.
Sub-540s, but that was a long time ago.
Xavier Worthy in here.
The 5-10-5 shuttle is where I excelled, you know, side to side. But
and what position?
Strong safety. So that's what I was getting at. So we played a 4-2-5. I played that third strong safety, rolled up.
Couldn't catch, right? Bad hands.
Correct. Yeah.
That's the position Choppy's always trying to get rid of on defense. He thinks the strong safety's useless. He's like, get him out. Yeah. Just a box. It's a defensive back who can't run.
Our league was pretty so in our league was a D2 league, but like Matthew Judon played in that league. So the league usually got one or two guys drafted a year.
Okay.
And I would just, especially in my position, just pray I would be the safety rolled up and was more in run support than pass coverage, because there were some guys that could run.
Man, I thought that. Did you ever face like a future pro?
Yeah, Matthew Judon.
So you faced Judon.
Yeah, that's when I knew. I was like, what am I doing out here?
Yeah.
He looked a little bit different than I did.
He destroyed y'all.
And then he was actually, so he played at Grand Valley State, which is like a power in our league. And he, I mean, relatively speaking, held in check, but they got us. Probably the best player. So the D2 Heisman is called the Harlan Hill. And there was a guy in our league that won it back-to-back years, Jason Vanderlaan, for Ferris State University, who's had some success.
Okay.
And that was another one where he was like a Tim Tebow-type build. And whether he was running it or throwing it, I mean, you just couldn't stop him. And that was another time I looked out like, what am I doing out here?
Yeah.
You know, got their start at Grand Valley State? Brian Kelly.
Oh, yeah. So my dad coached at Northwood forever against Brian Kelly all the time. So in that league, there was Brian Kelly. There was Butch Davis, who was at Tennessee for a little while. And then Jerry Kill, who was at Minnesota and then New Mexico State.
You know, I thought that all Lions fans and Michigan people are like you. Like, you're nice. You never seem like you're unhappy. You're pleasant all the time. And then you a-holes run Dan Campbell out of his house.
Man.
You forced Dan Campbell to move, stalking. Are Lions fans kind of like that? Y'all got that in you?
No, that was a surprise to me, honestly. And I'm, of course, going to be Detroit guy here. I hope and pray that was an example of just the loud, very small minority that unfortunately gets the headlines, because even speaking with guys, you know, still like back home, like right now, it's the most exciting time to be a Detroit sports fan since the early 2000s. Yeah. I mean,
we have to hear every day about the Tigers from you. Every commercial break. How much Detroit Tiger radio are you doing at night with Fred?
Yeah, yeah. Too much. Yeah. Well,
Spittle hasn't texted like, hey, like, I'd rather you talk to Red Wings. Have me on and give me the preview of Chris Chelios.
Yeah. There are no screen doors in Detroit. Yeah.
That was one of the first things we bonded about because it is a great hockey town too.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been this exciting since some of those 2004 Pistons teams that were going, and the Red Wings had success then, but we haven't had a Lions-Tigers combo success in, you could say, ever, really.
Yeah. All right, so how are you looking at this Lions-Cowboys game? Are you bitter from last year, feeling cheated?
Oh, man.
You know, fan bases like yours, they don't like to accept the reality of your success. You live in fear.
Correct. Right? Oh, I'm 100% in that.
I'm scared. There's Super Bowl expectations. Yeah. You heard us. Heard me and Choppy putting y'all in the Super Bowl. Oh, and like, you don't get excited about that. You get worried.
Correct. That is word for word how I feel. And I think some of the first conversations we had, you guys like, oh, those lines look good. And I'm like, hey, relax on those expectations, guys. Yeah. And there's kind of like two ways my brain works with it. There's the 32-year-old long-suffering Lions fan that I've just never seen any of this before. I've never confidently gone into a big game and said, we got the advantage on paper. Let's do this.
Yeah.
But the other side of my brain is you start breaking down this team, and at 3-1, they really haven't played their best football yet. And nationally speaking, you're going to look at that Monday night game and say the offense was just electric. Jared Goff was perfect. They were thriving and multidimensional. And that part of my brain just says, just accept it, you know, let it happen. Yeah. You got two of the best running backs in the league. I mean, between Montgomery and Gibbs, they're they're so complementary to one another. They're a little bit different as far as Montgomery being a little bit more physical, kind of a better red zone guy. Gibbs can do so much in the passing game as well. And so I'm working to that point to mentally just look at some of the stats. You got a top six rushing attack. You've got two guys that can beat you in a multitude of ways. And in fact, Gibbs and Montgomery, this stat was kind of interesting. For the first time since 2006, the only two pair of running backs that combined for more than 70 scrimmage yards in each of their first four games.
Whoa. Jake Reap, a new addition to the fan here from Detroit. Real quick, Chop. If you're the Lions OC, are you running it? How are you balancing running versus throwing against the Cowboys defense?
Well, that's a very good point, because the first three games, there was almost like this inability to commit to how good the running attack would be. They struggled in the red zone, and you finally saw the offense come together in that Monday night game against Seattle. And I also think with Ben Johnson, of course, he's one of the more well-known offensive coordinators, because there was a lot of interest for him to be a head coach, and he chose to come back to Detroit. And I think, and this is just one thought I have, but I honestly think each and every game, he's got a little small list of whether it be trick plays or something up his sleeve. And you saw that with the throwback pass from Amon-Ra St. Brown to Goff in the red zone. And I have a little inclination, and maybe this is just me thinking, but I swear he's going to try and do something to right the wrong that was done to him at AT&T Stadium last year.
Definitely try to get an offensive lineman a touchdown.
Look out for Penei Sewell, because in a big game last year against the Vikings on a big third down play, it was like a play action where he leaked the tackle out. Penei Sewell, who's one of the more athletic tackles in all the NFL, for an easy catch and on a big play. And I just knowing Dan Campbell, obviously we know how aggressive he is, and I think that still talked about what happened a year ago at AT&T Stadium, and they're going to somehow try to find a way to just kind of a little tip of the cap to what went down last year.
How different is their offense on the road versus at home?
Yeah, it's interesting with Jared. I think you start with Jared Goff, because the knock on him has always been he's an indoor cat. And with the way the schedule resulted this year, most of his games are played indoors. And so I think you've seen when the Lions offense struggles, oftentimes it's in those outdoor games. I mean, they went to Chicago last year and just laid a complete egg that they had no business doing. But in Arizona, he looked pretty good this year in one of the road games this season. But there wasn't that time where the offense didn't necessarily step on the gas and go for the jugular. You know, in that game, they let Arizona hang around. And that's what's been kind of interesting about this Lions team is at 3-1, I still think there's a belief they haven't played their best complementary football because the first
you
couple of games.
You say that word in an interesting way.
Yeah.
It's complementary.
Yeah.
Say very Dutch.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I saw you looking at me and I'm thinking, what did I say? But
my dad used to say it like that.
Complementary?
My dad used to call it elementary school.
Oh, yeah. Elementary school.
Well, are you for real?
Yeah.
Wait, you say that way? He's looking at us like
Great Lakes people.
But you know the other way that we're thinking about saying it.
Complimentary.
There you go.
Yeah,
and
sort of.
And elementary.
Or complimentary. Either one.
But complimentary just kind of spills out of your mouth. You
okay. Know?
Complimentary. Grammar advice from someone from Michigan.
How would you say the word WASH?
Oh, I say wash, but.
But
most of my family will say Warsh.
Oh, that's Warsh. Maryland. Maryland throws an R up in that. Water.
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Are all of your golf questions gone? And fill in the blank. Jared Goff is a what type quarterback? Is he a franchise quarterback? Is he a game manager? Is he above a game manager? You have absolute belief in him that he can win a Super Bowl?
See, I'm going to answer this question first as Jake Rietma because I'm as big of a Jared Goff fan as it gets. My last, my last show in Detroit was pay this man. He's the franchise quarterback. He will go down as the greatest Lions quarterback of all time. Don't even make me bring
it's
up.
Not saying much.
Yeah, well, Scott I was gonna give props to your guy, you know, our Dallas guy, Matthew Stafford.
Bobby Lane, was he one of yours?
Oh, Jared Goff will go down better than Matt Stafford.
Absolutely, absolutely. Based on the success that he can have in the postseason success. But as far as, and I think today's NFL landscape, if we know anything, you pay your quarterback. And so I was all for the big contract extension with Jared Goff. I think he's the franchise quarterback. I think what he and Ben Johnson have been able to do complementary to one another just shows what can be done in Detroit. And I know the knock on him is, you know, if the pocket collapsed, he's not great throwing under pressure, but he's starting that also factors into how the team is built. I mean, we're talking about one of the best offensive lines in all the National Football League. So I believe wholeheartedly in all 11 guys on that Lions offense that starts with Jared Goff. And despite some of the, you know, the indoor-outdoor splits and some of that, I think you can cherry-pick with a lot of quarterbacks, but with Goff, there's no doubt in my mind he will go down as the greatest Lions quarterback of all time.
Wow.
Does the Lions defense begin and end with Aiden Hutchinson and Kirby Joseph?
Yeah, the Lions defense has been kind of just an anomaly to try and figure out because the first three games, they were really good, and then Geno Smith had a career night and tore them apart. Yeah. In Lions circles and kind of the conversation is you got to get Aiden Hutchinson some help. There just hasn't been that other piece to rush the quarterback to be complimentary. How many times am I going to say that?
Hopefully not anymore.
Yeah, right. But James Houston has been kind of a disappointment. Marcus Davenport's been banged up. And then the secondary is also interesting because Aaron Glenn, you know, I didn't say secondary.
Secondary.
I'm just going to be second guessing everything now. I'm going to try and talk faster. Then maybe you guys won't know that, or notice anything. But Brian Branch will be back against Dallas, which is, you know, he was a first round pick out of Alabama who missed that game against Seattle. So I think that was a big loss. And then Derek Barnes, one of the linebackers, is still out and is not expected to play against the Cowboys. So that's a big loss. But Aiden Hutchinson's just been a freak. And even though he still leads the NFL in sacks despite the bye week, and he still had a couple of games, I think about that Sunday night opener against the Rams and Matthew Stafford, who was so good at getting the ball out quick. And Hutchinson was impacting the game, but he wasn't registering those sacks. So I think defensively, you look at this Lions team, starts with Aiden Hutchinson. Kirby Joseph has been good in the secondary. I think, you look at Terrion Arnold, who was the Lions' first-round pick that we traded with the Cowboys. He's been a little bit of a disappointment. He's been one of the highest penalized players in all the NFL.
Bama guy.
Is there a conversation about the SEC that goes on this show? I haven't paid attention.
Not a conversation, just facts.
Yeah, there you go. I do. I know. I'm derailing a little bit, but your court story or your field storming stuff was so awesome.
Thank
I was
you.
Loving every second
yes,
of that. That's a bucket list for me.
Yeah, are you a Michigan State?
Going to a
Michigan?
Vandy game is a bucket list?
No, storming the field. Storming the field.
What was your college team?
So I played at Northwood, which is a D2 school.
Oh, you told us.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
4-2-5. Yeah. You play very complimentary football.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So I went to Northwestern in their sports broadcasting program.
Yeah.
That's right. Nerd. Yeah. They're the worst. Yeah, they're the worst. Yeah. The one thing I will take pride in with the Northwestern thing, I had and shout out to all my classmates, they're great. But I look around and I was like, these guys are either some of the most pretentious people you will meet or just the biggest nerds. Like, I got to be the coolest guy in the class, right? I root for Northwestern, and David Bruns, he's had some growing pains. Last year, they were a pleasant surprise, but all we've really got going for us this year is that cool stadium by the lake.
All right, so you're a gambling guy. You're on top of it.
Yeah, hopefully my grandma's not listening because she says I gamble too much.
So how would you look at this spread with Lions -3?
Yeah, I would take the Lions to cover easily. And this is where both sides of my brain start working because I get a little excited with what this team looks like, but the 32 years of PTSD and watching this Lions team fall flat on their face so often still makes me nervous. But I was thinking about before I came in here, you got to go with your gut, right? That's what this business is all about. So I believe in the Lions. I'm going to take them to cover the 3. And, I would even throw up a friendly wager to anybody that would be willing with the 3. So, I mean, something as we can do monetary, or we could do something as simple like a jersey bet. You know, I'm sure someone would want to rock my Jared Goff jersey around these parts.
Right.
Or even just a tweet or something. But okay. I'd be willing to put something on the line for the Lions to cover 3.
He's got a little, I don't think any of us are going to take that. I don't think any of us are going to bet Dallas hard on that.
I'm saying against the spread, though.
It was 3.
3 points. Yeah, 3 points.
Are you going to try to go?
So I'm on Sunday morning leading up to the pregame show.
Uh-huh.
Free plug, right? And so I was debating it, but I do the Locked On Detroit postgame show. So if I were to go, I'd have to be back somewhere to record Locked On Detroit postgame. Right. So
okay. Hey, great job. Well done. When they play again in how many years, we'll have you back on.
I mean, look, if they both finish in first or second place, then we'll play again next year.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
We're not finishing where the Lions finish, but...
You know what I mean? Like, first place in the NFC,
won't happen this year.
Is your OC definitely gone as a head coach?
I think he's got to be. I was shocked he didn't go, and
but he turned down stuff.
Apparently. Yeah. I think there was a lot. I don't know if there was any formal offers, but he was, you know, the most highly coveted guy.
Was he weird with interviewing Bobby? Was that the word on Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson did a little bit of a Josh McDaniels thing.
Yeah.
Washington was flying to go see him, and then he changed his mind and told him to turn the plane around.
All right, Jake, tell the Tolos when you're on again.
Friday night, me and CA will be 7 p to 11. Yeah, got you down. Yeah, so CA and I, and then all weekend. So... I think it's a 1-5 on Saturday, but hey, you know, Tolos, they turn it on, they leave it on.
There you go. Well done, Jake Reapma, giving us the grammar education here in studio and the awesome Lions preview. Let's chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
We always knew it was a thing, but now we have data or data, depending on how you say it.
He would say data.
He would say, I say data. to bring that to light. A whopping 71% of iPhone users would not date Android users. this is just an insane thing to actually say out loud, that you're not going to date somebody because of their phone. 22% of iPhone users admit they look down on those sending non-iMessage texts. 23% say finding out that the romantic interest is an Android green bubble sender is a complete and utter deal breaker from the start.
Wow.
Like that just becomes a non-starter. And then the 71% say it does impact their relationship overall. And that's even with the new update on the phone, which has completely changed the game because now Bobby can send videos and stuff.
You can send videos to me. It is a two-way street, Chop. It wasn't just my phone. It was the way the two interacted with each other.
That is true. Would it ever have impacted? Would this ever have crossed your mind?
No. No. Do you think this has more of a weight than political affiliation to start off a relationship? Or do you think the political affiliation would outweigh?
Political would outweigh for a lot, for most people.
It would outweigh
for
me.
But there would be some people who would absolutely put this at the top. People are psycho about it.
So in dating someone else that's a different user, I'm just not getting, what am I not getting?
Well, I mean, now it's different because you're getting green bubbles still.
Yeah. But well, the most annoying thing for me is when I send you guys a group message and it doesn't go through. Right. Then I have to keep trying to resend. Yeah. That's annoying. If it's video, if it's something else, I don't care about that. But how often am I going to have to just hit retry for the text?
Yeah, then? I was always an Android guy. And you know, when Sarah started dating, we just communicated on like Instagram.
Yeah, she just told you to switch, be a sellout. And you did.
And was it? No, that was one of my kids, but she was a big part of it. it's just easier to send messages on text. But we just communicated through Instagram direct message. Other people would use like WhatsApp, which like in Europe is still like a high Android, and they just use WhatsApp apparently.
Pepe, would this be a problem for you? Are you guys on the same?
Yeah, me and Mackenzie both have iPhones. I've always dated a girl with an iPhone, so I never had the difference between the two Android and Apple users.
The craziest thing that I hear people say is that Android, the whole joke is that like Android users just can't afford iPhones. The Samsung phone is objectively more expensive than the iPhone. It's not even close.
It is a more advanced phone. It is a better phone than the iPhone. That's what's wild about how the cult has twisted this. I sent the video last week. And if it would have been good for audio, we would have played it. I would have like been dying to play it. But it was that in Australia, they said, hey, we've got the new iPhone update here. And with new technology, we can instantly swap your phone info over to the new phone. So if you could just, you know, hand us your phone and work on this. And then while they turned their back and talked to the interviewer, somebody just put a new case on their old phone and handed it back to them and said, all right, your phone's been instantly switched over. And they're like, what do you think about the new iPhone? And they're like, it's definitely faster. I love how clean and smooth it is. It's cult thinking.
It is so bad. It is so bad. Do you remember the name The Merchant of Death?
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't he a Chiefs fan?
So his name is Victor Bout.
Big trade piece.
He was the political prisoner known as the Merchant of Death who was exchanged for Brittany Griner when Brittany Griner was imprisoned in Russia. I almost called it the Soviet Union. That's how old I am.
The USSR.
So according to a new report for the Wall Street Journal.
Hezbollah.
in a shocking turn of events, if you ask me, the Merchant of Death is back to dealing arms to terrorists.
No way.
Nobody could have predicted this. There's no way that you could have traded the Merchant of Death back to Russia and suspected that he would have gone right back to selling arms to terrorists.
Are you on record for saying what you would have done with the Griner situation and this? Just saying, no, we're not pulling off this trade if you're the U.S.?
I don't remember what I thought of this.
They didn't know about Caitlin Clark at the time.
Oh, we would have traded Caitlin Clark?
No, they would have just been like, we got Caitlin Clark.
We don't need Griner.
We got Caitlin Clark. We got Angel Reese. We don't need her for the WNBA anymore.
That's right.
So I guess the question is, do you believe Russia to be terrorists? Like Putin to be a terrorist?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well then you can't negotiate with terrorists and you can't make this trade. What you've got to do is you've got to go in and get her yourself.
Okay.
And not make a trade.
Okay.
It was incumbent on the U.S. to get their people back. Trading the Merchant of Death, I don't know. You go in there and you forcibly remove, maybe.
What a badass nickname.
The Merchant of Death. That's right. So that's great. He's back to selling arms, so that's kind of cool.
How awesome would it be if he like reformed to something that you never would have guessed? Like the Merchant of Death became.
He's really big into sewing now.
Yeah.
He crochets.
Yes.
Youth pastor.
McDonald's straws keep getting wider. Do you know why the McDonald's straw is so girthy, wide, thick?
I would think to make you drink more of it. So you have to get a refill or order another drink. That you consume it faster. That would be my initial guess.
Well, yeah, but like initially, right? Because they didn't have free refills. Now they have free refills, right? So, but I always thought it was
I never eat inside one, so I don't know.
That's true.
It's drive-through.
I always thought it was for the shake.
Old French fry.
I always thought it was for the milkshake, right? The milkshake, you get a McDonald's, but it was a thicker straw.
That's what I would have figured.
Right. But according to this article, it says that The straw's wider, so the full taste of the soda can hit your taste buds.
Is this the whole McDonald's Coke tastes different from every other Coke philosophy?
And that's why they say it tastes different, because it's got like so much sugar in it that more sugar is hitting your mouth at one time that it's giving you a dopamine hit that you're like, oh man, I really love McDonald's. I'm going to come out. I'm going to leave McDonald's so happy and basically high on sugar. So we're going to go back.
It's a literal croc, this claim. That's what that is. That is a Ray Kroc type of insane belief.
I do want Dairy Queen Cokes, though, because I believe that, you know, it's got that fountain sugar.
The fountain sugar.
Are you
least in my hometown. I can't remember the last time I've gotten one here.
Are you what is your thought on the new school fountain drinks where you can, like, digitally, it's the same spout and you can just swap it out? I think they're worse.
Always getting a leftover.
So that's what I've had to do. I have to, like, press the button and let it stream for, like, a second and then put it under.
And then I always feel like the touchscreen is, like, so greasy and dirty that you got to keep hitting it because it's not reading your finger.
Lag time, too. Yeah. It's not
it's
quick.
Got a lag time.
Update that stuff. It's like on Windows 95.
Yeah. But they, you know, they also keep the beverage system, like, so cold, so it's always, like, cold, and they filter the water. So I thought that was an interesting thing that actually happened, and I don't know. I never thought of that before. Tupac's family has hired an attorney.
I don't like that Jake Reapma pronunciation you just put on that. Tupac's.
That's how I said it, like that?
Yeah, it was a little odd.
All right, anyway.
It was fine.
Tupac's family has hired an attorney. It has been 30 years, or almost 30 years, since his death at the corner of
Flamingo and Caval.
And they have hired an attorney. Why have they hired an attorney?
You don't know if that's right.
Oh, I just went with it. You didn't say it was wrong.
They have hired an attorney to determine if Diddy was involved in the rapper's murder.
Diddy or didn't he?
Diddy or didn't he? Now, the trial for Keith D and others that's set to go until March. But now, and prosecutors right now don't have any plans to implicate Diddy in the crime, despite there's a bunch of murmurings. So the family has decided to hire an attorney and a private investigator to go figure this out. I'm sure that they have hired private investigators in the past. Just nothing's come of it.
There was a lot more. There's a lot of shady evidence related to what happened there and how do you have a shooting on a Las Vegas strip, have them drive off into the desert and like, well, no, we couldn't find them. Like, it seems really basic to be able to figure that out.
One of his exes, too, like, died of, like, pneumonia or something, and that just, like, went away. Like,
well, Diddy's exes?
Yeah.
Well, and so...
I believe he's probably responsible for a lot.
I don't know this one. I always thought it was more likely Suge was involved. Like, there was a lot of evidence pointing towards Suge being upset that Tupac was about to break his contract with Death Row, the one that he had made an agreement to, a 3-album agreement for bailing him out of prison. And he said, All Eyes on Me was a double disc, and then Don Caluminati was going to be the third, and then I'm free. And so that one always made a lot of sense to me. But the older I've gotten, the more I think it probably was just he beat up Orlando Anderson in the casino that night, and it was a gangster who was like, I'm not going to have that happen. I'm going to shoot him.
Speaking of Diddy, Tony Busby, who is representing more than 120 of the alleged victims, tells TMZ that there are some mega A-list stars that are about to be sued by his firm, and he is giving them a chance to settle up before the claims hit public court. So basically, this is a way for an A-list politician, celebrity, whatever, to keep their name out of the court proceedings. And I mean, it wouldn't even be redacted. Their names wouldn't even be in, they would never be made public. So he is offering them a chance. Sounds kind of like a shakedown, but he's offering them a chance to, hey, look, if you're going to be implicated, and we're going to let you know you're going to be implicated, if you want to just pay up, we'll keep your name out.
I feel like it's one of these things that'll never get out. Regardless of if they agree to these sort of things or not, it's like, these sort of stories always seem to go away for people, and it'll do it again this time, and we'll never, all these rumors about, oh my gosh, there'll be a photo or a video that's going to drop, or this person, that in the end it'll be nothing, just like they were able to keep everybody off of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
Man, they were. I can't believe that still hasn't come out. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but there's the Diddy situation. Jack Daniels and other bourbons are worried about their future. So to be a bourbon, you've got to have, like, there's rules to make it a bourbon. 51%. And Jack Daniels is like technically a whiskey anyway. But you got to have like 51% made of corn, and you got to have, it's got to be made in the U.S., and it's got to have oak barreling, right? Oak barreling. But white, a lot of these companies use white oak barrels, wood, but there's now a shortage of these oak trees because they've been using them for so long and people are cutting them down. And they're wondering how long before these companies can no longer make the bourbon the way they want to make it because of the shortage of all these barrels and all this wood. And that's, I'm going to start hoarding.
I've been disappointed.
Start hoarding.
I've been disappointed with my alcohol consumption during weekdays.
Like in terms of you haven't consumed enough of it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I've been disappointed.
Girl dad, changing you.
Well, she's not as dramatic and stressful. I haven't had like a taste for it as much. Or,
oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just like, you know, I would like to have a nightcap, you know, on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, and it's just not happening. And I'm getting worried about it. I am.
You're worried.
That's, now Friday, yes.
Palate change.
Saturday, yes. It's like just for alcohol in general, kind of.
Yeah.
Does it? I drowned it in Tito's today.
Do you approach it like occasionally?
I think it's a fear of the next morning. It's like a Vandy, right? I felt a little disappointed that I didn't go out with my godson after the win. Now I've been drinking and partying since 10 a.m., but I was just dead. I'm like, and I got to get up. A flight at 9 a.m. 7 a.m. I'm going home to two kids. I got to work the next day. That always wins out for me.
Yeah.
That wins out for me and the wife. Now, I'm not going to wake up hungover from taking three fingers like Aaron Rodgers on a weeknight.
Still a little sore.
Yeah, just, you know, but when I think about it, it goes away.
You know, it's interesting because you and I are...
Because I love having a drink at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Take off the edge, just relax. Absolutely. My day is done. Me by myself for 30, 40 minutes. Nope.
You and I are unicorn. We don't get hangovers.
No.
And
I can mix.
And you can mix.
If I can make money off mixing,
yeah.
Again, a useless talent. I can mix alcohol, liquor. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I won't go beer to liquor, but I could mix like a couple of different liquors at the same. But we don't get hangovers. So like, I'm surprised that has entered into... a problem, because it's disappointing.
Now,
to hear.
I'm not waking up 100% if I'm getting hammered,
right?
And she's still 5 months old.
Really quickly before we get out of the expressway, Kyle Morgan just texted, said, "Guys, my dog of 13 years passed away a few hours ago. Oh. You're keeping my mind off it. Shout out to my good boy, R.I.P. Toby." So R.I.P. Toby.
Kyle's a VIP, top Tolo forever. Sorry, bro. NFL Power Rankings, 1 through 5, 5 through 1. Who was a genius and who was a moron last week? We need your list after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.